Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that.
It's called baloney.
We are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We're here at Georgia Tech. Hey, do you know which direction the library is? You're a freshman, aren't you? Yeah, all righty. Thanks very much. Okay, yeah. See, then I thought I could sound all smart with the kid. Dude, you find the library yet? You got two different directions. All right, hey, while you're walking to the library, maybe we'll find it together. Could I talk to you on the radio for a moment?
Yeah,
What are you here to study, young man?
I'm here to study industrial engineering.
Industrial? Where are you from?
I'm from India.
Tell me, what is the religious climate like in India? What do people... Is it mostly Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian? What's going on in India?
It's a healthy mix.
Why is it healthy?
It depends on which state you're coming from. But I come from South India. South India is a lot more peaceful. You don't have...
And progressive, isn't it?
It's progressive, religion-wise, mm-hmm. Not development-wise. But...
How long have you been in the States?
A couple of days.
Okay. Do you come from a family of means? Do you ever lack food?
No, we don't.
What about most people in southern India?
Southern India is a lot more, they're well-to-do.
Really?
Most families.
Is it like living in the States?
No. When we say well-to-do, we're not scrounging for food, but we just about manage. It's not, your basic standard of living is totally different.
Okay, how many, in a house for a typical mm-hmm. Indian, mm-hmm. how many bedrooms do they have?
I would say if you have three, that's luxury.
That's luxury
home. That's luxury.
Mm-hmm. And so, bathrooms?
Bathrooms, typically two, yeah.
And that would be luxury living.
That would be good, yeah. Most houses have two to maybe three, yeah.
Yeah.
The third is.
All right. And what about things like boats and toys and games and fun and televisions?
The modern families out there who have one professional in the house, toys and boats are more essential for them, for the kids. But otherwise, it's not really valued. So kids will probably have one or two basic toys. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah? Now, have you been into downtown Atlanta yet?
Not yet.
Okay. You can see the skyline in a mm-hmm. big city.
Yeah.
And you will see some people who are homeless.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but you'll see some people mm-hmm. who are homeless. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe, depending on what area you're in, you'll mm-hmm. you'll see a few.
Yeah.
What about in India? Do you see a lot of homelessness?
We do. There is a lot of that. But it's more up north. In North India and Central India, I guess, yeah.
Okay,
I've done quite a bit of traveling.
I'm a Christian, uh-huh. and I've been told that in India, mm-hmm. there are a lot of these people who come from the States yeah. to India, mm-hmm. and they preach that if you come to Jesus, you'll get wealthy, mm-hmm. healing, mm-hmm. and there's these huge crusades that happen over
yeah,
there. Have you seen those?
I have.
And what is your impression of those?
Well, it's not exactly bad to... preach your religion and try conversions, but sometimes it gets a bit annoying, but very rarely. Yeah, they stay within limits.
In what religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think about come to Jesus, mm-hmm. you'll get rich, you'll get healed?
Getting rich, I don't know. Getting healed, yes.
You believe that?
I believe that.
Physical healing.
Physical healing. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody who's a Christian mm-hmm. should be physically healthy.
Well, I hope so.
But they're not, though.
That's a belief. At least, if not physical, at least, you believe in something. And, if you do, you're going to get healthy, yeah?
So people will get out of a wheelchair because they believe?
Oh, no, that's too far off.
That's too much healing.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess.
So they've got to have a lot of faith to get healed?
I know. Miracles do happen, but I don't know.
Okay, but that's not what you said.
Yeah.
You said if you've got faith,
I know,
you'll be healed.
I'm contradicting myself a little, yeah.
Okay. What is the gospel?
It's the word of God.
You're right, but what is the good news? Like, what's the message that is good news?
Hold on to your belief, yeah?
Why?
Because At the end of the day, you've got to believe in something.
No, I don't think I do. Don't have to.
Yeah.
I know some atheists that are pretty happy.
I know.
And they're healthy.
They don't have
in a wheelchair.
The atheists. Agnostics are fine. In fact, I'm partly agnostic, part believer. Yeah. That would be me.
So you partly believe, partly don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens to somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus?
Well, they're not condemned as heretics in India.
But what about in the Bible?
In the Bible, I mean, it says, yeah, you will go to hell.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
So you don't believe the Bible?
Well, I don't believe everything the Bible says.
Which parts do you believe? You believe?
Yeah.
Well, you're honest. Yeah. So which parts do you... just the stuff you don't like?
The stuff that... condemnation... You see, everyone has their way to God. So it doesn't necessarily mean believe in the Bible, then get to God. So...
Well, everybody has their opinion and their belief system, but that doesn't mean that that belief gets them to God.
That is true. But I don't know what really gets you there.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many murders and bad, violent things happen in India in the course of a year? Thousands, I would imagine.
That's right.
What do you think about when those bad guys get away, when they don't get punished for their crimes? Do you like that?
Don't like that at all.
Do you like the idea of them going to jail for punishment?
They hardly go to jail.
Well, you like the concept.
Yeah, it's well, you have to pay your dues when you do something wrong.
When you break the law, so you should love the idea of hell. People break God's laws. That is the right punishment. They sin. They break the commandments. They lie.
Wait,
they steal. They should get punished.
There's one more facet to that. There's forgiveness. If you repent.
Well, I was just focusing on your opinion about hell, that you don't like the idea.
Yeah.
But you like the idea of justice.
Yeah.
On an earthly sense, you should love the idea of justice in a heavenly sense.
Yeah.
That God, the just judge, would judge people based on what they've done. You should like that. That's why hell is a... reasonable and good thing.
If I don't believe that there is a hell and you will go to it for bad things, then I'd probably do whatever I want.
Well, it actually should scare you, shouldn't it?
Shouldn't the
idea of hell scare
somebody? I mean, it does. Yeah.
Let me reason with you for a minute.
Sure.
About the reasonable nature of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a pretty average guy.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've told lies in your life.
I have.
Right? And you've stolen things, little things,
small things. Okay.
Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Okay.
Now, you're a guy.
Yeah.
You've got blood running through your veins. I'm guessing you've done that.
Definitely.
Maybe even today, just looking for the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are all violations of God's laws because he's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at our heart, what's going on inside of our brain. He even sees the things that we fail to do. Somebody who needs help, we don't help them. We see the poor and we don't feed them.
Yeah.
All violations of what he commands us to do.
We're doing it. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you die.
Mm-hmm.
You get judged by God.
Mm-hmm.
He finds you guilty of breaking the laws.
Yeah.
If he's just and he's good, what should he do with you?
Well, if I feel bad about it and
that's not the question.
Okay.
What should he do with you?
Regardless of what I feel.
Feelings are, it's like the criminal saying, I feel bad.
In that case, it doesn't matter. Okay, in that case, ideally, if I was a guy who believed in justice, he should condemn me.
Yeah. Well, whether you believe in justice or not, if he is just, he would condemn you.
He would.
Yeah. No matter how much you protest, if you're guilty and he's just... off to hell you go, right?
Essentially, yes.
Right, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, because if he didn't punish you, a lawbreaker, then he wouldn't be just, would he?
He wouldn't be just.
And that would make God less than perfect.
Well, being just is, I don't think that's all, right?
I agree with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we're just kind of focusing on the idea of hell.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's other components. You're right about that. But hell is reasonable, and it's good because God is just.
Yeah.
So that's why hell, we shouldn't just toss it out of the Bible.
No.
It's actually a good doctrine.
It's a good doctrine, but it's scary. And
I agree. It is scary.
Yeah, but without it, there are two sides to everything, isn't there? So,
well, there can be, but something is either right or it's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so my friend... you said you kind of believe in God, you kind of don't.
Yeah.
You kind of like some things, kind of don't.
It's all according to convenience. It is.
Yeah. Right. But someday, even though you're a young man...
Hold on, get an umbrella out.
That's all. You know what? I'm perfectly dry
okay,
right now.
Fine.
If you're okay,
yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah, good.
Are you going to melt?
No.
Yeah, I'll sit down with you. Yeah. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want you to ponder something just for a minute.
Sure.
Because we have to take a little break here.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials. You've got those in India, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Here's what I want you to ponder for all of 3 minutes.
Okay.
If you were to die, this tree fell, the lightning struck.
Okay.
And by the way, have you seen the lightning here?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you get struck by lightning, down you go, you get judged by God, off to hell you go.
Okay.
Do you know what hell is like?
I don't want to know.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And the reason it's so bad, it's not really because our sins are so bad, but it's because our sins are against a holy God. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that lying is a big deal to man.
Okay.
Men go, whatever, you lied. No big deal. We all do it. But God is infinitely offended because he's infinitely holy.
Yeah.
And so he finds even small infractions to be very terrible because of his character and nature.
Mm-hmm.
He punishes you forever. I want you to ponder just for a few minutes what that would be like forever to be receiving the wrath of God. You're going to ponder that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little commercial. And then we'll come back and we'll figure out some of those other components. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. What's your first name?
I'm Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
You're a gentleman. All right. You are listening to Wretched Radio.
369 million. That's how many people are a part of the New Apostolic Reformation movement. And if you've never heard of it, that's part of the problem. Maybe you have heard of Jesus culture. Maybe your teenager listens to their worship music. Maybe your church sings their songs on Sunday morning. But you don't know what they actually teach and where it leads. Drunk in the Spirit pulls back the curtain on one of the most destructive forces in Christianity today. Who are these people? What do they believe? And why should it matter to your family and your local church? This isn't fear-mongering. It's education, because you can't guard against something you don't recognize, and this movement has tentacles in places you wouldn't expect. If you care about protecting your family and your church from false teaching that sounds Christ-centered, but it's not, this is essential. Drunk in the Spirit. It is streaming now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Be honest, when's the last time you shared the gospel with a stranger? Not posted something online, not liked a Christian meme, but actually opened your mouth and told someone about Jesus. If your stomach tightened just a little bit, you're not alone. Most Christians would rather do almost anything than evangelize. It's terrifying. What if they get mad? What if I say something wrong? What if they ask me a question I can't answer? Our resource, Terrified 2, it exists because Jesus gave us the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion, and he actually gave us the tools to obey it. And this resource will walk you through how to share the gospel with strangers, even family members, without needing Pepto-Bismol to get through it. You'll still be nervous, that's normal, but you'll also be equipped, and equipped beats terrified every single time. Terrified 2, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app right now on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or head to fortisplus.org.
Attributes of God. What does God's patience look like? 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God is not hurried, nor has he forgotten his promises. God will bring about the fulfillment of his eternal plan in due time."
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech on a Witness Wednesday, sitting here with Jason from Southern India. All right, Jason, I said to you before the break, because you said you kind of look at the doctrine of hell, and it seems a little severe, it seems a little harsh.
Yeah.
I tried to reason with you about the nature of hell and why it's a good thing. That God is going to get all the lawbreakers. So all the guys that rape women, he's going to get them. All the men who murder women, he's going to get them. But he's also going to get the liars,
the
thieves, the adulterers, the blasphemers. Yeah. If you've ever taken God's name in vain, he's going to clean house.
Yeah.
And anybody who's done wrong is going to get punished.
No one's going to heaven like this.
Well, nobody should go to heaven.
Okay.
That is the correct conclusion. You're right. Yeah. Nobody should go because nobody deserves it because everybody's broken the laws.
Okay.
Everybody has.
Well,
Broke the laws.
Yeah, but don't you think about gradients? Yeah.
About gradients?
Yeah, as in,
degrees?
Yeah.
Well, so that girl who just walked by, she's told 15 lies. You've told 55.
All right.
All right. So maybe hell won't be as hot.
Okay.
But it's still going to be rotten.
It's still going to be rotten. But maybe heaven's not going to be so good for her.
Well, I agree with you. She wouldn't like heaven because she likes lying.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe hell won't be so good for me.
Well, it's horrible for everybody, but it's degrees of horribleness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, suffering for forever.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. There is that point where you realize what you've done, right? I personally believe that after hell, if you reform, maybe you go to heaven.
Yeah, but the problem is, according to the Bible, it's too late. Even a
Bible
prisoner,
says forever, right?
Yeah, and even a prisoner, though, who's sitting in a jail cell, who reforms himself, still has a debt to pay.
Well,
even though he's reformed, he maybe cleans up his act, he doesn't break any more laws, he still has his debt.
Isn't the misery that he felt the debt that he's paid also?
Well, that's it. It can maybe satisfy, depending on how long the sentence is.
Yeah.
Right? But again, remember our problem with going to hell. We've sinned against an infinite God. The punishment, the sentence is infinite.
Okay.
Because that's what our crimes deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say that even those who are in hell, they never really change their heart and their mind about God. Jason, here's what is at the core of sinning.
Okay.
Right. Its wickedness is in the fact that it demonstrates that it's faithlessness. We demonstrate that we don't have faith in God, that we don't trust God. We love other things more than God. At the core of every sin is trusting self, loving ourselves more than loving God. So even as you lie, it's blasphemous and idolatrous against God because you're loving yourself and your ways more than God's ways.
What about, me being here, is my selfishness to want more?
Well, desiring more things doesn't have to be a sin. We can have proper desires.
I wanna meet women out here, etc. I want to be more successful, etc. So, isn't that...
It depends. For instance, there's nothing wrong with desiring a good woman to marry her.
Yeah.
If you're desiring to simply fornicate with her, that's a bad desire.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
To desire to have a career so that you can make money to provide for a family or to give money to God, nothing wrong with that.
But the Ferrari, it's not.
Well, I need a Ferrari because I want to drive around so the people will think I'm cool so that I can get the chicks so that I can be sleeping with them.
Then on some grounds, it's right. Is it?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with physical things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
God made the world. It's good if we use it rightly, if our priorities are right. Now, if we're desiring it for sinful reasons, selfish reasons, then we're doing it wrong.
Okay, that's agreed.
So it's okay to get an education. You can become an industrial engineer and use it for right causes.
So then, various questions and answers when you go in deeper, then you find out what's right and wrong, right?
Well, your conscience knows what's right and wrong regarding sinning.
Okay, but here's the thing. You even talked about lust, but lust is part of, how you meet women, how you actually judge who you're going to get married to, isn't
it? Well, there's a fine line.
Okay, but if I was married and I'm lusting, that's bad. Yeah, fine. That's agreed.
Not even if you're not married. Doesn't matter, because that woman isn't yours. And you're not in the relationship that God says that type of thinking is okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back just for a moment to hell. We can get back to lusting at the end here.
Fine.
But let's just get to hell for a moment.
Okay.
You die, you get judged by God.
Mm-hmm.
He sends you to hell because he knows your thought life.
Yeah.
He knows your desires. He knows the things you've said in anger. He knows when you've dishonored your parents by not being obedient.
Okay.
He knows that you haven't thanked him for every meal that you've eaten and every prayer that, every piece of air that you've taken and used so that you can live. You haven't thanked him, and it's his air.
Okay.
He made the air. All right. Just keep gulping it without saying, can I have some of your air, please, and thanking him.
All right, okay.
So you're stealing air from God.
Okay.
He judges you. He sends you to hell.
Okay.
Just like everybody else. That is exceedingly bleak and depressing.
It is. It is.
And there's another problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
God isn't just.
Okay.
God is also kind. And
God
he's merciful.
Yeah.
And he's loving.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't just let you go. Because if he just lets you go, Jason, then he's not loving and kind to the other people.
Okay.
Because he hasn't upheld justice. So we got some tension now.
Uh-huh.
Here's what we got.
Yeah.
A God who's just, who must punish a guy like you and me, but he's loving and he wants to save a guy like you and me.
Okay.
So something has to happen. The tension needs to be broken somehow. Here was the plan that God created.
Okay.
He sent his son.
Yeah.
Who's God's son?
Jesus.
Who is God himself.
Mm.
To die on a cross.
Yeah.
To take the punishment that you and I deserve.
Yeah.
It was God pouring out the wrath that you and I deserve on his own son.
On his own son, yeah.
Punishing him on our behalf.
Okay.
So that justice could be satisfied.
Nope.
So that your fine could be paid.
Yeah.
So that you could be set free.
Yeah.
That's the gospel. That's the good news.
Yeah.
That you're a sinner who can be saved because of what Jesus did.
Did, okay.
That's the good news.
Okay.
You can be forgiven by God, and not only forgiven, because Jesus kept all the commandments.
Uh-huh.
He never lusted.
Yeah.
He never lied. He never stole. He always honored his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will you be seen as forgiven, you will get his righteousness credited to your account. You will be seen as just before God.
I like the gospel.
It's an amazing.
Uh-huh.
And it's better than Hinduism and Buddhism and Islam and Mormonism, because they all say, work, 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 and maybe you'll be reincarnated, or maybe you'll get to go to paradise. Maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus says you'll definitely go to heaven if you repent and trust in me.
Agreed,
Turn from your sins, put your trust in Jesus, and the Bible says God will give you a new heart. And now all of a sudden, you're going to see a girl walk by, and while you might initially go, whoa, you're going to go, whoa, stop it.
Yeah.
That type of sinning was the thing that put Jesus on the cross.
Okay.
That's the type of thing that he died to save me from. I'm not going to keep thinking like that. I'm going to stop that, because you're going to have new affections and new desires.
Right.
And you're going to live to please the one who saved you.
Yeah.
And that's what a Christian man behaves like. Do we ever sin? Yeah, we do.
We do.
But we don't live in that lifestyle of sin.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the difference. We have new affections, new desires, a new heart. We live to please the one who died to save us.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, you sort of believe that, but you sort of don't.
I still, I'm still like that.
You're still like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think Jesus will do with you if you're sort of still like that?
Oh.
You haven't repented. You haven't put your trust in him. You haven't fled to him for mercy.
Good question. But, that's one of the semi-advantages of being not a fully believer.
That's an advantage?
Yeah.
What's the advantage?
Say you don't believe in it, and say this is all not true, or say that God doesn't exist.
Okay.
In that case, the small things that I've done, I can conveniently forget about it, but on a high level, no. Yeah.
But see, the big if is Jesus God?
Yeah.
Is he your creator?
Yeah.
Well, he's called the Son of God because that describes his relationship to the Father, very close. But he's not less than God. He's fully God, fully man. It had to be a complete God sacrifice and a complete man sacrifice to represent you and to satisfy the wrath of the Father.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If he exists, if he's true, if he is who he claims to be right now, the Bible says, you're not kind of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says you are fully, totally at war with God.
Yeah, okay.
Your enmity with God in your mind through wicked works, and his wrath abides upon you. There's no advantage.
That's tiring.
It is, and you can't keep the law.
Uh-huh.
You have no desire to keep the law right now.
Okay.
You can't do it.
But if, if there's so many laws, etc., then why are you put on the earth?
You know why you're put here? So that you'll hear this message from a complete stranger, even though you've been in America for 3 whole days, and that you'll repent.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll put your trust in Jesus.
Fine.
And then for all of eternity, all of creation is going to point to Jason and go, look at how amazingly kind Jesus is.
Yeah.
Your purpose in life is to glorify God by getting saved.
Yeah.
Primarily.
I believe
that's
in
it.
That,
and then
that
you will be a trophy of God's grace. You will be the one that he can point you and go, you know that lusting? Maybe you've looked at pornography. Maybe you've fornicated.
Yep.
Whatever it is that you've done, he can say, that wretched man, I forgave him. That's how good I am.
Yeah.
That's why you're here, so God can be glorified for being so good to a guy like you.
Amen to that.
Amen? Meaning, is it true?
It's true.
Then, dude, you need to respond. If you sit in limbo land, you're not in the camp.
Yeah.
You're still, if you are not for him, you're against him. And right now, you're against him because you're sitting there all squishy.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you wander your way to the library,
I'm going to think
you
about
need to
it.
Be thinking about this so seriously.
Yeah.
Because he offers you forgiveness and everlasting life. This is a good offer.
It's a good
And you won't want to delay until your deathbed. Why would you? Right now, when you're in a wrong relationship with God, you could be in a right relationship with God.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
You got a Bible, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Jason, I'm going to be praying for you, young man.
I hope so. I'm praying for you, too.
Stay dry.
Yeah.
Please be praying for Jason, whose eyes are really reeling right now. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.